Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Keith Kavanaugh from Terrapin Tiles. Welcome, what's up, Keith?
Perfect segue, guys. Now, Rob, was that circa 1980 you were sporting that Pinto or what?
No, that's now. That's now.
You're driving a Pinto now?
What's wrong with driving a Pinto?
Did you get that from the Smithsonian or where? Where do they get those at?
Y'all making fun of my car. Hey, look, Keith.
We'll see you in a
last
Pacer
I saw
tomorrow.
You, Keith, you were driving a Volvo station wagon. So,
unfortunately, a deer up my neighborhood totaled that.
All right,
bank,
all right,
that's deceased.
Now, Keith, football season is almost upon us for the college ranks, and it looks like the Terps headed out to Texas to face the Longhorns. How are they looking right now?
Well, the good news is, today's day 9 of practices, no significant injuries. Heat has not been an issue, obviously, a very mild August two-a-days by any standards. Never seen it so cool and pleasant. However, what's not so pleasant is still no separation or definition at quarterback. They'll have their first big scrimmage of camp this weekend. We may know a little more after that. If the season were to start today, again, I'd have Piggy as your starter, and Kasim Hill breathing down his neck and to play this year as well as a true freshman. Caleb Henderson, still to be determined, still coming off the foot injury, so you do not have a guy yet at quarterback, but my gut would be Piggy because he can manage the offense best. But Kasim, the true freshman, best freshman on campus, best freshman in camp all through the summer, he's really pushing right now.
So...
a long pregnant pause. Man.
Yeah, just... you know, facing Texas, first game of the year. How do you think this team is?
There's a chance.
I'm just asking, how do you think they're going to fare? Texas is supposed to be, fairly good this year.
Yeah, Texas is already 23rd in the coaches' poll. Obviously, Charlie Strong recruited well. He couldn't put all the pieces together. You know Herman will put those pieces together.
Well, Charlie Strong looks like he's doing a USF now.
Yeah.
So he's like 21st in the country.
Some people need smaller stages.
Yeah. But he got a lot of kids and talent down there, and, that's going to be his coronation game. Maryland has skill guys. I like their receivers and particularly their running backs. I think they have the best O-line in 10 years. They're still developing depth on the O and D lines and at linebacker. We're still waiting if Shane Cockrell, last year's starter at linebacker and second leading tackle, will be cleared to play. He is practicing in camp, but still has some academic benchmarks to meet for DJ Durkin. But it's another promising freshman class on campus. A lot of them will play in addition to Kasim Hill. Javon Leak reminds me of a young Darrell Scott at running back. He's going to play this year. Taj Capehart, the receiver, four-star out of Tidewater, Virginia. True freshman. I think he'll impact the 2-deep, but receiver. Carlos Carrier, the same. And a lot of young guys on the D-line, including the Gaddy twins, particularly Brayon Gaddy. But, yeah, it's a team that's still looking for a quarterback, can't have a lot of injuries. And but it is bigger, stronger, more experienced year two in the DJ Durkin system on offense and defense. But if they can find a trigger man to get the ball out. But in the meantime, they do have Ty Johnson and Lolo Harrison as their 1-2 punch.
What's his
as
name?
Running back to
what's
support
his name?
The offense.
What's Harrison's first name?
Lolo.
Oh, Lolo. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Lolo Harrison. He's back, true sophomore. I remember he and DJ Turner were suspended at the end of last year for that air gun incident on campus. But they're back in good graces. So we'll see, Hopefully by this weekend, midway through camp, we'll have some more answers at quarterback. But Piggy, as we know, is a dynamic athlete, a slash kind of guy, more a runner athlete than thrower. However, he is showing more pocket poise, the ability to let plays develop. He's not telegraphing his passes as much, and he's got more touch on his throws. Is he John Elway and all that? No. Is he about 5'10 max? Yes. But he can make plays with his feet, and right now he's managing the offense best. But, at this point, 6 months ago, everybody thought Caleb Henderson would be the guy this year, and the guy next year is a two-year starter, the former four-star transfer from Carolina, but he just has not seized the moment yet.
Here with Keith Kavanaugh from Terrapin Time. Keith, go ahead.
Well, Keith, last year the Terps were as bad at stopping the run as any Power 5 team. I mean, they just were. Yeah. I think they're 127 out of 128 of those teams or whatever. But
yeah,
the pass rush was good. So is there more of a balance this year if you're talking about the short up, you know, the defense? I know a couple of linemen coming back, as you said.
Yeah, Jermaine Carter, a linebacker, he's lost 13 pounds. He's a lot quicker, making more plays in open space. He's their best defender through camp and, yeah, All-American and several other honors list. But, yes, the front seven, Ed, has to get more aggressive, has to be more attacking. Last year they were playing back on their heels. They weren't setting the edge. They weren't containing well. They need more pressure on the quarterback. Jesse Antibonham is a guy who could be an all-league player. He needs to take it to the next level now as a senior at their buck outside backer. Inside Kingsley Opara, the senior, he has pro potential if he would realize it. A big jumbo athlete at nose, and then Savon Walker at end and Chandler Burkett. Still need more depth to develop in the two deep behind them and linebacker. I'm a little worried about depth there if there's any injuries. Isaiah Davis, you know, Sean Davis' little brother is coming on and would start if Shane is not eligible. So, yes, I see defense needing to take the next step, needs to dial up a little more pressure and maybe be a little more unconventional because, yes, last year we're just sitting back on the heels letting plays come to them instead of being the initiator and being more proactive.
Keith Kavanaugh, Terrapin Times. Keith, before we let you go, I hear Brenda Freeze is not going to have to worry about depth. She's just, we should call her the quiet assassin of recruiters.
She is a machine. So on the heels of putting together a top three or four 2018 class just last week with, you know, Owens coming on board to join Austin and Mikesell in that three-woman class for 18, top five. Boom, last night, Ashley Owusu, a top 10 2019 point guard out of Paul VI, 5'11". She's a powerful point guard who can play the one, the two, the three.
Yeah, we faced her, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, then you know. So she just came on board as Brenda's first 2019 pledge. And, of course, last week the men got the Mitchell twins. So, yeah, recruiting's going well, basketball, football in College Park, the men and the women. The football has 19 commits, the 17th ranked class in the country. And next week, a three-star big receiver tight end, Chig Ogunquo out of Georgia, will be committing to Maryland to make it number 20. Then you'll go down the final stretch on your final five or so in the run-up to signing day, hopefully flip a couple guys. The bad news was P.J. Mustafa McDonough this past week did commit to Penn State over Maryland, the four-star defensive lineman.
There he is, Keith Kavanaugh, Terrapin Times. Keith, have a good weekend, man.
All right, go rev up that Pinot, Rob.
Hey, you don't hear it. You don't even know. You don't even know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.